Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
We got Nigel, we got Chris, but before that we've got Rory.
Hello Ian, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Rory. Are you on speakerphone?
Good. No, sorry, it's Bluetooth. Is that as bad, or is that...
Unless there's some disability that's preventing you holding the phone in your hands, then, yeah, that's bad.
Oh, is that better now?
Yep, much better.
Bluetooth.
Have you got an earpiece? Is that what you were talking to us on?
An earpiece, like one of them things that taxi drivers had in early 2000s. Wow.
Is your phone clipped onto your belt as well?
No, I lost that in 2009.
I'm sorry to hear that. What a year that must have been.
Oh, I know. It was so good. Anniversary. It's the year of
10th anniversary of you losing the belt attachment for your mobile phone. What are you doing to commemorate?
Oh, God. I'll go and try to find another one in the river, maybe, or something.
BBC, you know? BBC local radio is having a month-long season of tributes and vox pops about the experience. It's going to be good. So what have you called in for us tonight, Rory? Why have you called in for us? Not what? That's a crazy sentence.
I called in because you put out a topic and I thought I had an answer to the topic.
Yeah. Okay.
Songs that where the singer mentions their own name.
Yeah, go on. I like this.
The Bottle by Gil Scott-Heron. Yeah.
I don't know it very well. Can you sing it?
See that black boy over there running scared, his old man in the bottle.
Can you sing the bit where he mentions his name?
And they turn to me and they ask me, Gil, now, don't you think it's a crime? Time after time, people in the bottle. There's people living in the bottle.
Rory singing Gil Scott-Heron, someone I'm not particularly familiar with, but I'm certainly aware that he's... Rory is capturing that black vibe that I know that Gil Scott is so powerfully a communicator of. Rory, it's on the list.
Cool. Do you think it's a good idea to be that tired, though?
Sorry?
Know the way you're being tired and stuff, and you'll be going to be shattered by Friday. I know there's I do that sometimes and I get like a high from it.
Yeah, I have to do it. I have to do it because it pays really well. Right, these three days are going to pay my mortgage for the month. Right, and it's the job itself is easy. I mean, today I was on air for 9 minutes. And I went back to the hotel by 8:30, had some breakfast, and I was in bed by 9:30, and I slept. Tomorrow I can't sleep so much because we're off to see a play with John Malkovich. We're going to go and see John Malkovich in a play. John Malkovich, and I'm slightly more excited at seeing, I think it's Doon McKeegan is in there, the new David Mamet play. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be heavy, man.
I saw Doon McKeegan once on the tube. And she was reading a book, a Flann O'Brien book.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I see. You noted the book she was reading. That's not weird and stalkery at all, is it? I like Doon McKeegan. I think she's a brilliant actress. I think she's very, very funny. And it'll be nice to see, you know, I would say a cult British star, maybe slightly bigger than a cult, opposite a really famous American actor. It'd be an interesting pairing. I don't think I've seen a David Mamet play. I've seen the film of the boring... I've seen the film... What's the Al Pacino film that's David Mamet? They're all salesmen. Nigel will know. Nigel, what's the Al Pacino film where he's a salesman written by David Mamet?
I've no idea, sorry.
Okay. We'll come back to you in a minute, Nigel. That's a shame. We're just trying to... We're just trying to raise people up, trying to get highbrow here for a little bit. That's what. So, Rory, Glengarry, Glen Ross. Yes! Yes, man! It was Glengarry, Glen Ross, Nigel.
Oh, was it?
Yep, it was. Rory, anything else?
Good. Good to talk to you again. Hope you're having a nice time.
It doesn't phone for ages, and then that.
Hope you're having a nice time. Let's say hello to Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
Oh, good evening, guys.
Good evening. What can we do for you?
First of all, I'd like to wish my happy birthday to brother Michael today. My brother.
Happy birthday, Michael.
And he's listening to the show because I just rang his wife earlier. So. Anyway, happy birthday, Michael.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Love you very much. And another strange thing is I found a letter, a song that was written for me about Michael Jackson.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Two birds, one stone.
Well, it was written by Crazy Horse. That was on The Voice some time ago. You may have heard of Crazy Voice. Crazy Horse.
The Native American Indian chief.
No, he's a singer that writes his own songs. He was on The Voice on TV about a year ago.
I only watched one episode of The Voice. That was recently. It was The Voice Kids, and I thought it was an awfully cruel show to put children through. I thought it was exploitative.
The Crazy Horse is his name, because he's got long hair like an Indian.
Like a horse's mane. He's got a big tail, and his shit is collected by people in shovels, and it's worth money.
It's good for your roses.
Yeah. Can you sing the Michael Jackson song?
It's only a short song, but people may appreciate it. I think he's quite a good songwriter.
I'd love to hear it, mate.
He's been writing me songs for a couple of years now.
He must be tired. I'd love to hear it.
I'm going to just sort of talk my way through it because it's got...
Don't bother. Here's the thing, Nigel. I think too many songs these days are actually sung.
It's a lot of effort.
It's so much singing.
I will sing it, but it'll be different. It'll be like a cappella anyway.
Okay, so you're going to rap it?
I'm making my own tune up. No, I've got my own tune in my head for it. So here we go.
Here we go.
We can't forget the man with a thousand songs. We can't forget the man who made us smile. And in the light of day, you can hear his voice and say, looking back to the youth of yesterday, look inside the man with a heart of gold. Think like a child, that's what I'm told. The greatest entertainer in the world, I say, looking back to the youth of yesterday. Michael, oh Michael, there will never be no one like you. Michael, we won't forget you, 'cause the world is thinking of you too. Respect is what you've got now you're gone. But now I know that life goes on and on. There'll always be a day we can say your songs will say, looking back to the youth of yesterday. Michael, oh Michael, there will never be no one like you.
Okay, well, I've got to pull you up on a couple of things. I did a little bit of research there. At the start of the song, you said he had 1,000 songs. He didn't. He only released solo songs.
I was worried about the way I was saying it.
He only released 137 songs. So, factually, that's incorrect. But otherwise, that was lovely, Nigel. Thank you, mate. Thank you.
It was really difficult with not knowing what tune to go with it.
Yeah.
It just worked.
And not mentioning the crimes, yeah.
No, but the tune was okay, wasn't it? The tune was
absolutely great. It was a really powerful reminder of what a dark, evil force he was and how the world is better without him.
I didn't know him, but do you believe that's true then?
I don't know. I'm teasing. I don't know. I said that maybe I got it wrong the other day.
Mention quickly, Ian, that I got another bill from EE and my what's the person's name? The person who's helping
the advocate?
The advocate who's helping me, I've given him about four messages and he hasn't got back to me yet. Even someone is helping me to send the messages, but they must be, it must be quite busy.
I would keep trying. But, I would keep trying.
Yeah, but you wouldn't pay anything till I've spoken to him, would you?
No, I would not.
Because he may be able to lower it even
certainly.
Lower than what I did.
Certainly. All right, Nigel. Good luck with that, mate.
Yeah, there's so many bills. Anyway.
Thanks a lot for your call. It is appreciated. Let us go to Terry. Good evening, Terry.
Hello.
Hello, Terry. You're live on Talk Radio.
Hello. I've got a lot to say, really. First-time caller.
Are you a long-time listener?
What do you class as long time?
I would say over 6 months.
Yeah.
You get the bell.
Thank you very much.
What made you pick up the phone? There must be a reason.
I don't know. It was the guy who found something in his drawer in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And I also found your number on this card I've got. I've got the...
What card?
It's the Late Night Losers.
Have you got a membership card?
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. Did you buy a T-shirt or something? Or did we send you a card?
I did.
Oh, buddy, you're welcome then. Of course you are. Congratulations. Well done. You found the number on the card, you dialed it, and you get to speak to us live.
Yeah, my heart's beating very fast.
It's a weird thing to do, isn't it?
My wife's just getting up.
It's a weird thing to do, phone a radio station. I don't know why people do it. I'm glad they do, otherwise my job would be very, very different. But I don't know why people do it.
2 seconds. The wife's just getting up.
Oh.
Ian Lee.
Who? Ian Lee. Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Where's the wife going? Is she going upstairs?
You woke the missus.
I did. Shut your face. I didn't wake her. You woke her. She can't hear me. You woke her, Terry. Don't blame it on me. Are you in bed with. Are you in bed?
No, I'm downstairs.
Okay. I can. Here's the thing, right? Is your wife gone? Are we alone?
She's gone in the kitchen.
Okay. Why did you call in? I'm feeling there's a reason you called in that you're dancing around.
About unusual stuff in the kitchen drawers.
Oh, yeah, go on. All right.
Well, what'd that guy find? An egg slicer.
Yeah, he could play Stairway to Heaven on it.
Well, he couldn't, but...
Well, I've never heard Stairway to Heaven, so I don't actually know... A lot of people enjoying the Michael Jackson song on Twitter. A lot of people enjoying. Could we lift Nigel's Michael Jackson song and get it sent over? Would that be okay if you could spend the next few minutes lifting that and then email it over to me or Kath and we'll play that again? Okay, so have you found anything?
I haven't. I'm actually on the house phone. I'm not actually on my mobile, so I can't walk past the living room at the minute. But I would imagine people have so much crap in kitchen drawers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. There's got to be, like, that could be, like, a conversation of the night.
It's
like,
kind of what we're doing.
In your kitchen drawers.
Well, what is in your...
I've got a flick comb.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realise you were a 1950s greaser. going to go out with the Teds. I didn't realise.
I'm hitting 40 now.
A flick comb? I've never even seen a flick comb. I've only seen them on Happy Days.
My granddad used to have one. And he was a greaser.
Okay. All right, Terry, listen, we got that. Flickcomb is on the list. Thank you very much indeed. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
The Late, Late, Early, Early Show.
On Talk Radio.
The time has come, the Paul Ross said, to talk of many things. This wild and whirling, wonderful world and the weird stories that it brings to us each and every weekday morning from 1 to 5 a.m. on the Late, Late, Early, Early Show. You know what? We've already visited 55 countries. Join us for a fantastic trip of exploration right around the globe.
The surf report is there's not very many wives, but it's a beautiful day.
It's the stimulating radio encounter of the interesting kind.
But a lot of people just come for the sheer fun.
The Light Light Early Early Show with Paul Ross.
Transporting you to another plane.
Monday to Friday mornings from 1.
This is actually really, really cool.
On Talk Radio, you know it makes sense.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I really want to hear that Michael Jackson song again. That's had the biggest feedback we've ever had. We've had four tweets about it.
You know what? It could win Eurovision next year.
Imagine if we helped Nigel win Eurovision and beat George.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Go on, think.
We put it out just like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't need a band. Just send Nigel out onto the stage. Microphone.
Porrick's pulling Nigel off as we speak, and then he's going... The song I meant, Porrick. Sorry, I do apologise, mate. The song, and we'll play that again before midnight if we get the chance.
It's haunting.
Very, very haunting. And that's a ghost you don't want to be haunted by. Good evening, Roy.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Cash.
Hello, Roy.
What can we do for you, Royston?
I'm another first-time caller.
Are you a long-time listener?
Yeah, I've been listening about 10 years, probably.
Hey, this is hardcore. This guy is hardcore.
Yeah, you're asking about entering a building through the window.
Here we go. This is one of my greatest phone-ins, and I knew we'd get a call on it. Go on, Roy.
When I was maybe 21, back in my drinking days, I worked in a pub, assistant manager, and the manager left, so they gave me the keys. So I'm now a manager of a pub in central London on St Martin's Lane.
Yeah.
Now, the theatre opposite was called the Albury. I don't know if you know it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so we used to, our main customers were the staff. You know, not the talent so much, but the, you know, the set guys and the lighters, lighting people and all that. And so we went to the Christmas party. And it was karaoke, but karaoke on the stage of the theatre.
Oh, brilliant!
Yeah, you can imagine that, like the lighting guys and the sound guys and all that. So it was really good. And I'd done my my best salt and pepper impression. But yeah, anyway, I left there.
But what, push it? No, was that salt and pepper? Push it? Yeah, it was, wasn't it? You did that, did you? Well done.
Yeah, exactly. And I came across the road, forgot my keys, and I noticed that the window was open, so steaming drunk, shimmied up the lamppost, sat down in the lounge, turned the telly on, and there's a loud banging downstairs at the door. Someone had phoned the police and reported me.
What, for breaking into your own place?
Exactly.
Oh, and, mate.
Yeah, you can imagine in the West End, there was one van and at least two cars. And you know that scene in Life of Brian where all the Romans rush into the little tiny flat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. So he's like, "Where's the manager?" And I said, "I'm the manager." You can imagine, like, I'm Stephen drunk and I'm 21 years old. "You're not the manager. I want to speak to the manager." And I was a little bit stroppy as well. Like, the only person in the pub was a barman on the top floor. So he's gone running up there and came back down and he brought the barman with him. He said, "Is this the manager?" And he went, "Yeah, that's him." And so the copper had to suffer it. So as he was walking out the door, he went, "You ain't heard the last of this."
What's he going to do?
Flipping egg!
Yeah, well...
And how long ago was that, Roy?
When I was 21, so it's 26 years ago.
And has he got his revenge yet, or are you still waiting?
I'm still waiting.
Mate, yeah. that's going to come one day. But I got a similar thing, Kathy. You should have an email now if you've got it, forward it on. I had a similar thing. I was at my ex-wife's, and I don't know if I'd moved out at that point. I think I was still living there. I'm not sure. And no, I wasn't. I was going over. Anyway, I went there to have a sleep in the morning. And I was in bed, and suddenly, and this was like 6, 7 in the morning, 7 or 8 in the morning, because everyone else had gone out, these coppers burst through the bedroom door. Right. I heard a voice downstairs saying, and I thought my wife had come back. And then suddenly these coppers, these two women coppers, burst through the bedroom door. Get out of the bed now! I'm like, what? And it woke up, and I'd only had about 3 or 4 hours sleep, so I'm out of it. What? Yeah, okay.
It's like the Sweeney.
Oh, it was terrifying. They said, what is your name? And I was really confused. So I said my original name. I went, I'm Ian Rugby. Right? His name I've not used for years and years. And I was just in my pants. They said, right, get dressed now. Get downstairs. I'm thinking, bloody hell, what is going on? And what had happened was, for some reason, I don't know why, my wife had left the patio doors open. So someone had climbed in, grabbed her handbag, and then climbed out and climbed over the wall and just gone through the bag, found there was nothing in it, and just tossed it into a hedge, right? And the police had found this bag and seen, and so they'd climbed over the wall, come in. And they thought for 15 minutes, they thought I was the burglar. And they afterwards, they apologised. And they said, it's really common for a burglar, if they hear the police coming, to strip off and jump in the bed to pretend they're having a nap. You know, it's quite...
They live there.
They pretend they live there. It's quite a common trick for them to do. So I had to... I'm trying to find, and I'm totally out of it, I'm trying to find evidence that I live there. But I didn't live there anymore, so it was really tricky. Coppers. I went to prison for 25 years. No, I phoned my wife up and I said, you have to come home now. She went, I can't, I'm busy. I said, I've got two coppers here that are going to take me down the station. You said, I'll be there in an hour. I said, no, come here now.
By the way, your handbag was stolen.
Yeah,
she should be straight there.
She turned it after 20 minutes and it was tense, but I got away with it and I got a telly, I got a video recorder, I got some CD, I don't know. It was terrifying. They're just doing their job, Roy, of intimidating hard-working people. That's all.
You haven't heard the last of this. That's a policeman who's a bit embarrassed and can't just leave it.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
Well done, Roy. Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000. We've got Chris coming back for God knows what reason after this.
Set free your mind. Let your fancy take flight. Conversation gets curiouser by the glow of moonlight.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, God, what are we all doing here? Isn't everything pointless? We've got Nigel's song. We'll play that in a bit. Chris has called back in again. Good evening, Chris. So nice to hear from you again. To what do we owe this pleasure?
Yes, I'm sorry to ring you again.
That's okay, mate.
Sorry, but I noticed something. I heard something that you was talking about racism.
Yes.
But.
Sorry. My gun went off accidentally. I do apologise. Yes, away you go.
What do you mean your gun went off?
I've got a gun in the studio. it's for protection.
I hope you haven't shot Catherine, have you?
No. Oh,
he's,
God.
He's not that good.
No. I haven't shot Catherine.
You missed.
Mister. I wouldn't murder Catherine. She's a good buddy.
Gosh almighty.
Yeah. Ah.
Oh. You watch where you're waving that.
I don't want to talk about guns anyway.
Okay, well, I hope you sleep at night knowing you just blown up a 12-year-old.
That was shock.
Me too, Leslie. Me too. Yes, Chris.
I was going to say, right... Oh, don't wind me up.
Go on.
Playing stupid music.
The Eurythmics are not stupid.
It's a classic.
What? Eurythmics? Really? You think they're good?
Eurythmics, I think they're great.
Annie Lennox.
Yeah. I've always thought she's absolutely stunning. I think she's such a striking woman. And
I don't think it's a controversial statement to suggest that she's one of the best singers the British Isles have turned out.
Walking on broken glass.
Oh, come on.
Baby, baby, baby!
It's one of my favourites.
Anyway, Chris...
I was going to talk about the serious subject now.
I've got a mouthful of sausage.
Okay.
See, you're winding me up now.
I'm not. Do it.
Horny.
Kath's got a question for you, Chris.
I told somebody that over the shop. I said, you're very corny.
Chris, Kath's got a question for you. You ready for it?
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
Well, answer it. Kath, ask it again.
Please. Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
Am I?
No. Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
What does that mean?
Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy? Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
I've viewed this before.
I'm David Babcock and I got my willy stuck in a Hoover.
Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
It's just a bloody recording.
Dirty pervert.
You can try and wind me up as much as you want to.
Shaggy pony.
Right, Chris, what have you called him for?
Right, I was going to say, right, because I listened to you a lot.
Yep.
Right, my ex-partner was French.
We know.
Well, hang on a minute. What you just said? Yes, no.
I said we know.
Yeah. Well, what you are doing? Yes, no.
We know.
And she's from Algeria. And people used to say, "Oh, they used to have a go at me. Oh, is she Muslim? Is she?" So when I heard about you saying earlier about people, some people are bloody racist, and that's why I rung up again, because. I don't care where people come from.
Okay, I'll tell you. My name is Jester, and I am a massive racist.
Don't have a go at me.
I can't believe what I'm listening to.
So you phone up to say people are racist?
Yes.
Thanks very much for your call.
It's a good point.
Oh, it's an excellent point. 03444991000 is the telephone number. Here we go. This is a message. I don't know what your name is, texter. Oh, Spence. From Portsmouth. Ian, I've got to say, I don't know if it's anything to do with the weightlifting. He means the spiritual weightlifting, not going to the gym and pumping off, which I have not been doing that. I have not been pumping off at the gym. Not since I got caught the first time. I wanted to risk it again, but it just wasn't worth it. So I apologise. I wiped everything down. But the show has been brilliant for the last month. Much lighter and funnier than it was for a while, but still with that sharp, satirical edge that everyone loves you for. Thank you, Spence from Portsmouth. Spence, thank you.
What a bum lick.
We find out... It's positive feedback. We find out in 11 minutes the Rage R figures get released. The last set were awful. The whole station went up, our show went down. Awful. If they go down again... We might as well go home and play a tape of the best of Matthew Wright over and over about 75 times to fill the hour. 03-44-499-1000. Hey, Boyley, what you got? You ain't done nothing yet.
I've been trying.
You ain't done nothing yet. Boom, boom. Boyley, you just ain't done nothing yet.
Oklahoma woman sparks wild police chase after resisting arrest.
Oklahoma woman sparks. Say the sentence again. I'm gonna make a song out of it. I'm gonna make down home Southern boys Leonard Skinner song out of it. Go on.
Ready?
Yep.
Oklahoma woman sparks wild police chase after resisting arrest.
Oklahoma woman sparks wild police chase after resisting arrest. Oklahoma woman. Sparks a wild police chase after resisting police arrest.
We can't forget the man with a thousand songs. We can't forget the man who made us smile. And in the light of day, you can hear his voice and say, looking back to the youth of yesterday.
I mean,
look inside the man with a heart of gold. Think like a child, that's what I'm told. The greatest entertainer in the world, I say, looking back to the youth of yesterday. Michael, oh Michael, there will never be no one like you. Michael, we won't forget you, 'cause the world is thinking of you too. Respect is what you've got, now you're gone. But now I know that life goes on and on. There'll always be a day we can say, your songs will say, looking back to the youth of yesterday. Michael, oh Michael, there will never be no one like you.
A brazen motorist sparked a wild caught-on-camera confrontation with an Oklahoma cop after refusing to be ticketed, telling the officer he was full of shit.
Whoa, Rebecca! Our favourite cleaner walking past. This is you.
Was the boss. I don't think I deserve to pay $80 for something that's fixable. A defiant Deborah Hamill, 65, snapped to a cop this month from her pickup truck as he tried to get her to sign a summons for a busted taillight. Hamill was incensed that the officer wouldn't let her go with just a warning, according to the more than 3 minutes of police body camera footage obtained by KOCO-TV. The video shows the officer, whose identity was not immediately known, telling the woman that she'd been driving around with a broken light for 6 months, to which she replies, "I'm truthful. I'm not going to give you a warning for something you've been driving with for 6 months," the cop tells her when she refuses to sign. When the cop orders Hamill to step out of the car, please, ma'am, she shoots back, "Why?" prompting the cop to tell her, "Because you're under arrest."
Just doing the voices, and it really is something. It's great to listen to, but you should be seeing it. It's amazing.
"No, I'm not," Hamill boldly replies as she locks her doors and rolls up the window, the video shows. Aye. Cheeky mare. Seconds later, Hamill cracks the window to shout, "You be fair with me and I'll be fair with you," as she continues to refuse his orders. When the officer tells her, "I'm placing you under arrest," she barks, "You're full of shit because you're not playing me under no damn arrest." As the cop orders the woman to stay after anticipating that she'll drive off, she shouts, "Oh, shut up and give me that and let me sign it." "We're beyond that," the cop says. Seconds later, Hamill drives off, setting off a police chase. The video picks back up with the cop moving in on Hamill with his gun drawn as she's parked in a lot. He again orders her to get out of the car. When Hamill refuses, he opens her door and immediately drags her to the ground, ordering her to put her hands behind her back. "Leave me alone!" Hamill screams before the cop uses his stun gun on her. Even then, she still refuses the cop's demands. "You're gonna get it again," the officer warns her moments before arresting her. Hamill admitted she tried to kick the cop in the nuts during the parking lot scuffle. "Because I'm a country girl and no, I do not like to be thrown on the floor. I didn't like being thrown to the goddamn ground." The woman, who told the officer she was in pain after the tasing, was brought to a hospital for assessment.
Tasing, is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She was charged with felony assault on a police officer and one misdemeanor for resisting arrest, according to KOCO-TV.
Wow, I have no idea what that story was about, because I was just blown away by the performance. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine Boyle, she's going to be taking that story to the Edinburgh Festival.
Now, and, close your eyes and go to sleep.
Hello, Luke.
Hello, how are you?
None of your business. What you got?
We're talking about sensitive issues and like racism and things. And another sensitive issue is people not wanting to help each other in case they get sued for it.
Okay. Happens all the time.
And there's a lot of people that think you can get sued if you help someone. And, well, the point is you can't. You're protected under the Good Samaritan.
Well, it depends. If you're helping them die...
Oh, yeah, if you do something to help them die, then definitely. Yeah. So I was involved in a situation last year where it ended up being an open operation roadside, and I was involved heavily in it. The guy couldn't make it, unfortunately.
Oh, man, that's
it was a motorcycle accident. But I straight away saw what was happening. Guys doing CPR on the side of the road. I stopped my car, I went in. And then I continued doing CPR alongside with them.
Good for you. Well done.
And it was a case of not many people were stopping, and no one was stopping to help.
and people were still driving past. And I think that the case of people are just worried about...
May I ask, because there's probably a case for what you're saying, that people were a little bit nervous to do it in case they were got in trouble. But how many people, including you, were helping the motorcyclist?
So there was already two guys there. One of them was a Banks paramedic.
Right.
The other one was like me, a normal...
So there were three of you?
Yes.
Because part of me would think, I've been involved in a very nasty motorcycle accident, and I was there and was you know, I was there. But my knee jerk reaction is if I saw three people there, I might steer clear, not for fear of getting into trouble, just for fear of overcrowding, you know, just for fear of getting in the way. Yeah.
No, definitely. I couldn't agree more on that comment. Yeah, no, definitely. But just in other situations,
yeah,
when I always hear people about saying, I'll be too scared to get involved in case I get sued, that was the main reaction that people were giving me.
Right.
And we're built now in a world of people in fear of helping each other.
I think there is an element of that. But yeah. Well done you for getting involved, Luke. That is something, you know, unfortunately the guy didn't make it, and I've seen that happen, and it's horrific and traumatic, but you tried to make a difference, man, so you should be very, very proud of that. That's
yeah,
inspirational.
I was awarded by the police for it, all three of us, at an event.
Did you become deputies?
They did say, why don't you, have you thought about becoming a police officer?
Wow.
I'd probably embarrassed a lot of you if I did. But I thought maybe it's a bit modest of me, but I'll do the same thing over and over again personally.
You're now prowling the streets hoping to see an accident. I think the young woman, incident I was involved in, I was pretty useless because I didn't know first aid. But I was able to help it. I held the guy's hand and I spoke to the 999 and all of this. But I think the woman who brought the guy back to life, is, I think she's up for an award. So good for you, Luke.
It's
well done for sharing that story, mate. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. And I enjoy. I'm a new listener. I've only been listening the last 5 days.
Oh, wow!
I'm finding you guys quite funny and very inspiring at times.
Wicked.
As well.
So. Well, Luke, you've just inspired a lot of people, man. That's a great story to share, and well done for getting involved. And you're right. You see something happening, man, and you get involved, even if you don't know that you don't know first aid. You can still make phone calls. You can still see if everyone's okay. You can still do that stuff. Thank you, Luke. We've got Jason and we've got Liam. We will come to them after after the news. 0344-499-1000. This is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.